This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. As we all well know, friends, today is September 11th, and most people are commemorating what took place on September 11th, 2001. And I just want to give a little background to maybe, like, I don't know, tee it up as to what we should remember, because it seems like everybody's talking about never forgetting about September 11th, but yet people don't realize that our borders are wide open. We have Muslim infiltration into the United States of America. Aiding their endeavors and their efforts, friends, is the media and the corrupt politicians who, in fact, told us for 18 years that we were under attack by the Muslims. And now we're finding out that they're giving cover to the Muslims that do commit crimes against we the people. And I'm just talking about this particular group because it's this particular group that's continuously highlighted by corrupt politicians and the CIA-controlled mainstream media. Okay, so I'm just responding to what they're trying to get the people to drink concerning the Kool-Aid they're offering in so many different ways. Does anybody remember Operation Northwoods? Unclassified 1997, in other words, it was divulged to the American people at length. Operation Northwoods was written up by the U.S. Joint Chief of Staff as a plan to persuade the American people to want to go to war with Cuba by launching a wave of terrorist attacks on the U.S. citizens. This is your own government, friends, okay? It called for innocent people to be shot and killed, bombs to be planted in major cities, plans to be hijacked, and it would be then blamed on Fidel Castro to make war against Cuba. Okay? Well, JFK rejected that. And it's interesting, the system, friends, of what the enemy continuously uses. They always, along with the media propagandists, friends, create enemies. And then they put into the minds of their people that they're under attack by the people that they have created as their political opposition, only to rise up against their political opposition. And little did they know, like that of Adolf Hitler back in the 30s, he was the one at length that was responsible for attacking his own Reichstag to attack his political opposition, namely the Poles. We need to wake up how the system of war is created, friends. Because what you'll notice over and over and over again, when war is created to feed the military-industrial complex that we were warned of back in January 17th of 1960 by President Eisenhower, folks, that monster is being fed through wars. One must remember, today's politicians, friends, are so willing to sacrifice your children for their freedoms, and one must remember that, unlike our forefathers, when they thought or felt that a war was righteous, they would lead up the war, where men would follow them into war. But today, the politicians create the wars, and then they send your kids to fight their unconstitutional wars. Okay? And it's exactly what we did in Iraq. Now, I have in the past, friends, shared with you audios of everything I'm telling you even now. But George Bush admitted there was no weapons of mass destruction. And see, what they didn't want you to pay attention to, friends, is the fact that Cheney made billions of dollars off the Iraqi war. So did Rumsfeld. So did the Bushes. And if anybody would do their homework, understanding and linking it back to Adolf Hitler, the same system's being played out on a daily basis by any dictatorship, friends. You know, I want to make something clear here, and I want people to understand what I'm saying, because it really is important for people to understand. Because we see a lot of divide and conquer going on in this country, and people just need to understand they're trying to complicate simplicity. We hear of fascism, okay? We hear of Nazism. We hear of communism. We hear of socialism. And I want you to understand that they are only superficial variations of the same monstrous theme. Friends, when we talk of fascism, we talk about Nazism, we talk about communism, they talk about socialism. You need to understand they're just different names for the same devils, okay? They're all lawbreakers, and they're all these groups need to be lawfully dealt with, okay? As Americans, we're supposed to be God-fearing. We're supposed to be that group of people that upholds the law. And that is, again, why we're called the light of the world. And that's why so many countries around the world, friends, are looking to Americans to get back to the Bible and the Constitution, because it gives them hope that they may be free today, okay? So there's a lot of responsibility laid on each and every one of us in this country, and I hope that you're taking your responsibility personal and seriously, friends, in so many different ways. But I just want to get rid of all this divisive stuff. I want to get to breaking the law and lawbreakers and those that are righteous in upholding the law, okay? So let's just simplify that. Not the Democrats, not the Republicans, not the party affiliations, the 101 that have been created to further divide the American people. Read Mark 3:25. We need to understand we're ruled by God, and we are ruled as a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. Now let me get back to this, friends. We see so many people talking about remember September 11th. Well, let me ask you something. What are you to remember? Are you to remember the Patriot Act that was signed into law, as they call it, at 3:30 in the morning, where not one member of Congress, not one member of Congress had an opportunity to read the Patriot Act, which should be called the Act of Tyranny? We find now, 18 years later, friends, that it's not so much those that allegedly attacked the Two Towers and dropped the Two Towers as we, the people, if we resist a new global order. Because if you go back to 1930, friends, Adolf Hitler was trying to establish what? The Third Reich. He was trying to establish a new world order. And we know the link between the Hitlers and the Bushes. And I talk about the Bushes, friends, because on September 11, 2001, George Bush Jr., that little devil, that little liar, was placed into power during that particular time. And look at all the agencies under the Patriot Act, friends, that have been created to what? War against Americans, Christians, constitutionalists. Look at all the agencies that have been created, friends, to war against we the people. And pay attention to those agencies, friends, that are not paying attention to those that have allegedly were responsible for attacking September 11th. Remember, the first casualty in every war is the truth. And here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, friends, we want to bring the truth that's based in the Word and the Constitution to expose those that are doing the lying. We'll be right back.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition, it is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I was just talking about Northwood, Operation Northwoods, friends. And how they were talking about back in the 60s of creating a war to blame on their political opposition. Nothing new under the sun. Mussolini did it. Adolf Hitler did it. Friends, dictators do this. This is, folks, they're not difficult to detect. They're rather easy to detect. You know, folks, you need to understand that you have a government today that has 737 military bases in 148 countries. All this without delegated authority. All this without your approval. All on your dime. Establishing what? Why all the military presence across the globe, friends? Because they're establishing a global order. That's why, by force, through totalitarian means, we're beginning to see the head of this monster since September 11, 2001. Hey, folks, this is the stuff that we need not forget. Operation Northwoods was again written by the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff as a plan to persuade the American people to want to go to war with Cuba. They have to put it into your minds to give them permission. But what most don't understand is it's your sons that are going to go to war on their behalf, making billions of dollars, lining their pockets by aiding, friends, the military-industrial complex. With that said, they wanted to launch a wave of terrorist attacks on the U.S. citizens. It called for innocent people in America to be shot, bombs to be planted in major cities, planes to be hijacked, and it would be blamed then on their political opposition. This is a fact that nobody can deny. And we're talking about, folks, never forget September 10th. That's what it said. 2001. The Pentagon announced it lost $2.3 trillion. Then the next day, the Twin Towers were attacked on the 11th. While MSM reported a building collapse before it happened, you can actually watch this video. That's a fact. I've seen this. And evidence of the false flag attack was completely destroyed. Videos were circulating not too long ago, friends, of showing a Tomahawk missile going into the Pentagon. And, of course, that was all pulled. Okay? You're supposed to just believe what you're told. And this is why the powers that be are so busy trying to censor anybody that would tell you the truth concerning September 11, 2001. Folks, have you not seen how this has been turned on we the people? You know, it's absolutely amazing to me, friends, as I said earlier, for 18 years, forgive me, the U.S. government and mainstream media claimed that we were under attack by Muslims. Is that a fact? Because I don't want anybody thinking I'm being divisive here. Because I'm not. Acts 17:26 says, "We're all nations are one blood." We're in this together, like it or not, right? Men divide men through their cunningly devised methods and means. But for 18 years, were we not told by the U.S. government and the mainstream media that we were under attack by Muslims? Were we not told? I'm just asking the question. I even say this to my Muslim friends. Listen carefully. Were we not told that the Muslims were responsible for attacking the Twin Towers in New York City? Yes, we were. Now they are covering for Muslims when they attack Americans. Friends, what's at play here? Is this... And outside of the fact that this is absolutely the judgment of God upon a nation that refuses to love him enough in keeping his commandments, Leviticus 26 starting in 15, Deuteronomy 28 starting in 15, and going all the way to the verse of the last verse, 68. What's going on here, friends? The war on terror is what? By the way, Adolf Hitler did the same thing. So did the Red Terror, Joseph Stalin. He used terror to bring about his political ends. Is that not what's happening here, friends? Again, let me remind you with the question mark. Who's been under attack more than the American people since September 11th, 2001? Nobody. I got a question for you, friends. Why is it that we have, since September 11th, mayors alluring illegals into the United States of America? Why is it America that it's your said representatives that are doing this on your dime? Okay? Who are the terrorists? Who gains from these acts? That's where you always find out who's responsible for these acts. All these agencies, as I said during the first segment, that have been created, who are they warring against? Because we don't see the FBI, we don't see the CIA, we don't see them warring against those that allegedly attacked us on September 11, 2001. We see them warring against we the people. And just think about this. Today we're supposed to never forget, and yet it's that same government today that's also trying to systematically disarm we the people concerning those that are intruding and invading this country illegally today. Is that true? Because I don't want to put words into anybody's mouth here, friends, but I'm not going to sit and play stupid by saying never forget. Well, if that's the message that we're never to forget and we're to commemorate as to what took place on September 11th, then let's talk about what's happened since September 11th to today. Now, here, friends, again, let's just go off their talking points, okay? Did you know that since September 11th, 2001, did you know that the number of mosques in the United States has jumped up to 74%? Again, read Leviticus 26 starting in 15 and Deuteronomy 28 starting in 15 and go to the end of the chapters. Tell me that we are not under the perfect judgment of God, friends, because that's what's happening here. Mosques in the United States have jumped up to 74% in America since September 11, 2001. Why do we have Hamas terror-tied organizations, by the way, identified by the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, yet the FBI does nothing but now back them up? trying to put them in the light of being the victims to the American people. Wait a second. You were the ones that told us that we were under attack by the Muslims, right? The United States Survey 2011 counted a total of 2,106 mosques as compared to 1,209 in the year 2000. What's happening, friends? This is deception. Again, nothing new under the sun. The cards are being stacked against you, America, little by little, incrementally. And again, that falls to the judgments of God. As of 2016, there are as many as 3,000 mosques in America, with a total number of 3.3 million Muslims residing in this country today. I'm not forgetting, I'm remembering, but I want you to understand what's been going on ever since September 11th, friends. Ever since. Now, I have some more information here, and I'm just really, again, because we're looking to Europe right now, and we're understanding as to what's taking place there. Them countries are being plundered. There's no question about it. Okay. Did you know that in 2018, the number of Muslims that have won political office, by the way, it's subversive. They're not there lawfully because their book, the Quran, runs antithetical to who we are as a people, one nation under God. That's a fact, okay? That is an absolute fact. I'm not going to try to say any of these names, okay, because I'm not going to sit here and try to change my dialect to that of Arabic to appease my listeners. I'm not here to entertain you. I'm merely here to awaken you. That's my job. Read Ezekiel 3 and Ezekiel 33 when you get a moment. But when you look at the breakdown of the Muslims who won, namely, federal office, to the local level, I'll bring you there, but let's start in federal. We have the Michigan 13th Congressional District, Rashida Tlaib. And we know that her family was questioned after September 11, 2001. What is she doing in office? And by the way, for all of you educated people, you'll understand what I'm about to say to the uneducated people. Don't sit there and tell me how they were voted in. They're not being voted in, friends. They're being planted. And if they weren't planted, do you want to tell me why the CIA-controlled mainstream media, who is known to subvert countries, to trouble countries, to shake things up, to bring about change, can you tell me why they give them airtime every single time Rashida Tlaib talks? She breathes. The media wants the microphones and the cameras right up to her face. Why? Why are they giving her favor? Again, I'm just putting this into the light, friends, of what we have been told for 18 years in this country. It's September 11, 2019, and we're never to forget. Again, I want to remember exactly what happened, and I want to show you what's happened since then to the very present. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at the Pentagon on the 18th anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks, President Trump says 9/11 was a testament to American strength and perseverance.
In times of distress, the heart of the American patriot only grows stronger and more determined.
Busy day for the president, as back at the White House, he was chatting with reporters about the sudden departure of National Security Advisor John Bolton.
He's somebody that I actually had a very good relationship with, but he wasn't getting along with people in the administration that I consider very important.
China has released a list of products that will be exempt from tariffs on American-made goods. The short list includes cancer drugs, shrimp meal, and pesticides, among others. It does not include soybeans and other agricultural goods. Tariffs that have already been imposed on excluded items will be refunded. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I hope to those that have been listening over the first couple segments here, now you understand why we're being suppressed, because criminals don't like to be exposed. And again, as a remembrance to all that listen or are first-time listeners to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, we don't ask the devil for permission here to obey God, just so you understand. The problem that we're having in this country is there's too many people that profess to be Christians, but they fail to obey Him. That's how much they hate God. Yet they talk about how much they love Him and they disobey Him at every given opportunity. That's not us. We're not going to be a part of that plan in any sense of the word, literally. I also wanted to let you know that, friends, at any time if you'd want to call in, please do. 1-866, please stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. This is what we speak of on every single issue from a biblical constitutional perspective, because Americans claim they want the resolve, okay? If you want the resolves, then you're going to have to be the strength of our law against criminals. First, starting with you in repentance before God, Acts 20, verse 21, and putting your faith in Jesus Christ, Galatians 3, 24, okay? Then it takes you to your communities. Then it takes you to the city. Then it takes you to the state in dealing with issues. But until you're dealt with, you can't go around dealing with anybody else. Until the mold's taken out of your eye, friends, don't try to take it out of anybody else's eye, okay? That's just the scriptural process. Read 2 Corinthians 7:14. At length. I'm talking about, we're seeing all over the place today. Remember September 11, 2001. Yeah, I'm remembering. Is anybody paying attention to who's been under attack over the last 18 years, friends? Because it's not those that have allegedly attacked the two towers. It's been we, the people, systematically, incrementally, methodically, trying to deceive the American people to accept more control, to cause us to be more compliant in an alliance with the global government. That's what this is about. And by the way, it's exactly what's happening under Donald Trump today, just for the record, just so you know. Okay? You just heard him during the break talking about how we're more resolved and we're more, so we're stronger and this, that, and it's like, Mr. President, would you quit playing the impotent? Would you start doing your job? Would you close the borders? Would you build your wall as you promised you would do? Would you stop the infiltration rather than releasing illegals into the United States of America the way that you did a month and a half ago? I mean, folks, they really expect everybody to drink the Kool-Aid. They expect everybody to believe what they have to say when they have a history of doing nothing but lying to the people. And how everybody looked, and folks, you need to understand, the communists, this is how they operate. This is how the devil operates, okay? They push and they pull. They push and they pull. They push and they pull. They push and they pull, okay? They pull everything away from you, and then they act like they're giving you a little, and then they pour more. They pull more of it from you by giving you a little back. At least they want you to believe. They want you to fall to the delusion that you still have your freedoms. Well, they're continuously etching away at your freedoms. They're encroaching upon your God-given rights on a daily basis. I just seen a post earlier. Oh, I just love going through the TSA. Well, we know that we can sue the TSA. We know that it's a clear violation of the Fourth Amendment. Matter of fact, when my little boy, right after September 11th, I remember it was shortly thereafter, we showed him the movie Schindler's List, again, under Adolf Hitler's regime. And he said, Dad, when he seen the TSA, he said, Dad, this reminds me of that movie Schindler's List. He didn't really know what he was saying, but he could identify what was going on. Yeah, honey, history's repeating itself because the good people in America stand back and don't learn from history. That's why it's going to repeat itself again. Therein lies the problem. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Hosea 4:6. So, folks, all these things that are coming down on you, they're coming down on you because you're tolerating them. You're allowing them to come down on you. Again, make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour. What are they doing? They're devouring. I was just watching a documentary this morning. This is perfect. I went through it, and I paid attention to all the details as to how Benito Mussolini conquered his country. And it started out showing this narcissist devil in power. And you could hear the guy that was narrating chuckle about it, saying that it's a wonder how anybody would have fell to the leadership of this man. Friends, I want to tell you what, it's what's happening today. They all have the same whore's forehead. They all act the same way. They feel that they're above the law. They sell themselves as the savior of the people. It's exactly what's happening today. As a matter of fact, it's even been worded to exactly what I'm saying concerning the current administration. They even mocked Barack Hussein Obama. If you remember right, Sean Hannity was calling him the anointed one. You better watch yourself, brother. Because when you start hearing language like that, you know what's coming next? Judgment falleth. Why? Because Americans, and I'm talking to my brothers and sisters in this country today, because you're allowing others to dare the justice of God, and what you allow them to do, you better rest assured, whatever you allow them to sow, you're going to reap with them, because it's exactly what happens in every case with the dictators. Every single case. For example, Benito Mussolini. Whatever the people allowed him to do, at the end of the day, even when he was killed by his own people, because he turned on his people, because the people finally figured out that he was the problem, he was the one destroying the country, well, they ended up beating him and his mistress and his loyalists to death, and then they hung him out in the middle of the city for everybody to see. They realized who destroyed their country after the fact. See, we have enough information that we don't have to do that in this country, but we're going down the same road right now. He used the media to control. He dictated the media. He dictated everything that was going on, just like any other dictatorship. And it's exactly what you're seeing today. Political correctness. You better speak according to our narrative, because if not, we're going to censor you folks. We're seeing it on the horizon. It's in our face. If you're waiting for the revolution, you better understand it's already started. Okay? And if you want a reformation, then you better be that law today. Period. So again, here we are today. We are, in fact, remembering September 11th, 2001. Okay? And I'm bringing you to the present to show you that you, America, have been under attack. Look what's happening in public schools. Look who's under attack. Those kids are being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. Who's gaining power? Those that mean to rule over you. Who's trying to silence you? Those that mean to rule over you. Hey, folks, all these policies that have been passed against us since September 11th, 2001, have they been lawful? Absolutely not. They run antithetical to our Constitution. What's going on? Why is our sovereignty being broken down concerning the northern and the southern borders? Why is this administration giving power to the UN to basically come into America at any given time? You got to answer the questions. I'm just throwing it out there, and I'm giving you facts. Cross-check everything I'm telling you. I want to get back to this, friends. How many Muslims won political office in 2018? Remember, we were told by the media since September 11, 2001, that we were under attack by the Muslims, okay? All you Muslims, I didn't say it. The media said it, just for the record, okay? And I love you enough to tell you the truth, too. And it's my job to preach the gospel to you, too. So listen up, okay? Here we go. You have Rashida Tlaib, federal office. Michigan, 13th Congressional District. You have Keith Ellison. By the way, Keith Ellison, everybody in the state of Minnesota knows he was not voted in. He is a plant. And you should see what they're attempting to play out right now, him and Tim Walz. They're committing the act of treason against the American people, namely in the state of Minnesota, Article 3, Section 3. Okay? Keith Ellison is there, mysteriously. Ilhan Omar, we'll give it to her, friends, because her district, the 5th District in Minnesota, is filled with Muslims. You know, it's interesting, over the 90s, nobody heard of this infiltration coming in, but everybody knew it was happening over in Northeast Minneapolis. Now we're beginning to understand why, okay? And we're beginning to see pockets of Muslims that have infiltrated the United States all over the state of Minnesota, just out of nowhere. All of a sudden, people are beginning to say, wait a second, how did this happen? When did this happen? How come we didn't see this? And now we're also beginning to see that the Muslims in these districts, these towns, and these cities are beginning to take over office in city and statewide office in government capacity. Okay? Just so you know, what's been going on since September 11, 2001? You have Ilhan Omar in Minnesota, the 5th District. You have Andre Carson in the 7th District. Going to the states, you have... Now, this is where you're going to lose me, friends, because I cannot pronounce some of these names, okay? Shaquique Rahman, Georgia, of all places. He's in the state senate, District 5. He won. You have Safaya Wazir, New Hampshire State House, 17th District, friends, the 17th District. Little by little, friends, that's how this is happening. You're being sold out by your government. Again, you're allowing them to sell you out. You have Robert Jackson, New York State Senate District 31. Nasif Majid, North Carolina State House District 99. Mutajaba Muhammad, North Carolina State Senate District 38. Muhammad Noor, Minnesota State House District 60B. Jason, folks, these are Muslims that have taken office just in 2018 alone. Hey, don't forget September 11th, friends. I'm trying to make sure you understand what's been going on since then to the present.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Grammy Award-winning producer Val Garay. Bradley Dean is a man who knows what it means to speak the truth. In this day and age, it's extremely important to have a voice for the voiceless and a caring person who loves God and country enough to fight for it. Listen to the Sons of Liberty radio show for the truth that will open your eyes and speak directly to your heart.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're talking about remembering September 11, 2001. Never forget. I'm not. I haven't. I remember when I was doing a high school in Sandstone, Minnesota. We just got up in the hotel room. I receive a phone call from our sound guy and said, he told me, Bradley, turn the TV on. Hurry up. I said, why? He said, turn it on. Hurry up. And I turned the television on. And interestingly enough, they had to go for the two towers, right? Because they had to put the show on. The first tower was already hit. Okay? And I'm sitting there. I turned it on and looked at it, and I just thought, oh, okay. And no surprise here. And the first thing that went through my mind was understanding history. Now, if I didn't read history, I wouldn't understand what was going on. And the first thing that went through my mind is, who's going to gain from this? And we've seen it roll out real quick as to who did gain from it. You know, by sheer coincidence, the alleged terrorists managed to strike down the budget analyst office at the Pentagon on September 11, 2001. It was here that the DOD and the staff were working on the mystery of the missing $2.3 trillion disclosed by Defense Secretary Devil Donald Rumsfeld a day before. For those that did not know, many of our officials, as you've been taught to believe that they are friends, Donald Rumsfeld, Dick Cheney, George Bush, do you know that they are international criminals to foreign countries? They are wanted for crimes against their countries. This, again, is a fact. Cross-check me. But I want you to understand, conveniently, the topic of the missing $2.3 trillion disappeared along with any reliable trace of the plane that was alleged to have been used in the attack. And also keep in mind, friends, do you remember in Pennsylvania there where the plane went down, allegedly? The mayor was asked on television as to what he's seen. He said there was no plane crash here. Do you remember this? How come we're not bringing the facts into this equation? But maybe this makes sense as to why they're reopening an investigation into the two towers dropping. And again, what comes into play after September 11th? All of you eyewitnesses, all of a sudden they die off. All of a sudden they're completely shut off. They're blacked out, media blackout on anything they have to say. You better listen to the CIA-controlled mainstream media's narrative. And they shut everybody else out. And again, look at the people that have died around that investigation that were coming forward. Listen to what the firemen were saying that said that there was demolition on those buildings. I'm just telling you what they said. But again, America, we're told that the Muslims are the ones that have attacked us. Again, if Muslims are listening to me right now, understand they accused you of the crimes that many believe that government in this country is responsible for. Okay? And I'm not playing stupid, friends. I'm just laying the question to the media that promulgated the lies 24/7 for 18 years, telling us that we were under Muslim attack. Which, by the way, would have been the stupidest thing in the world for them to do. I also played some audio for you from General Wesley Clark talking about right after the two towers fell that they didn't know who to attack. And he said, before I knew it, they came back and they said, we're going to attack Iraq. And he said, what are we attacking Iraq for? And General Wesley Clark said, if there was not oil in those Middle Eastern countries, he said there would not be a military presence. Our military presence would not be found in those countries. When does this kick in with the American people? So when the next administration gets in and starts telling you the same lies, when does it get to the point where you figure out who the enemy is, friends? You know, and furthermore, we see about how this current administration promised justice over and over and over again. He promised justice. And yet what we're finding is those that should be judged and prosecuted, indicted, and charged, friends, and at least thrown into prison, why are they being rewarded? Why are they being rewarded? Come on, you got to fill in the blanks. I can't do this for you. Because if I tell you what I believe, friends, which is, hey, folks, it's as clear as the nose is on your face as to what's going on here, and then all of a sudden, you know, can you believe he said this? Can you No. Let's judge the issue and the situation from September 11, 2001. By its fruit, what happened? Who gained from it? What happened? Who gained from it? What happened? Who gained from it? Who's gained from it? Who's been under attack since September 11th? And I'm going to keep throwing these on you because I want you to remember what's at play here since September 11th, 2001. Okay? I want you to remember as to what is at play. And again, you are the ones that are under attack. Now, I got some of mine. And by the way, if you want to call in at any time, you can. 1-866-582-9933. I got some guy on here, some new guy. He's too cowardice to put his whole name in there. But he's talking, well, you know, they're gonna kill us. And I said, you know what? Why don't you man up? Quit being a mouse and man up. Because that's not what our forefathers gave us. There's nothing worse than watching some little sissy boy give way and give tongue to the enemy to further destroy we the people. Because really what it comes down to is cowardice. And you might want to take the time to look at Revelation verse 21, because the first ones that are going straight to hell where they belong are the fearful. And the Bible tells us we weren't given the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And another thing, brother, you better watch your mouth. You understand me? Once you're going to be going, we're going to say bye-bye to you. There's something wrong with you, man. I'm tired of men acting like a bunch of mice. And then you see the women on making comments on these live chats. that are courageous to no end. When we do tea parties across the country, we see women that are courageous to no end. They're putting on themselves that which they're not even created to do, but they're doing it because their men are sitting on the couch watching a bunch of full-grown men fight over a pig ball wearing tights. There's something wrong with men in this country today. You've been sissified. A bunch of sissies is what a men have become in this country in so many different ways. It's a fact. It's an absolute fact. And you should be ashamed of yourself. I'm embarrassed for you, man. I'm embarrassed for you. Just handing over their blood-bought country over to the enemy. Oh, there's nothing we can do about it. No, there's nothing you want to do about it. This republic was not established by cowards, and cowards will not preserve it. Period. Period. Enough of you people. Enough of you fraternizing capitulators. And that's exactly what you are. Folks, since September 11, 2001, as of 2018, going back 1 year, you have a lot of Muslims that have taken office. And they swear in on the Quran. You even have judges doing the same thing. Abdul Khan, State House, New Hampshire. Akko Abdul Samad. Is this America? This is in the Iowa State House District 35. You have Charles Fall, New York, State House District 61. Hadan Hassan, Minnesota State House District 62. Now going to county, Sam Bowdown, Michigan. Saudi Gull Covert, Illinois. Sabina Taj, Maryland. Muhammad Ramadan, New Jersey. Cheryl Saduff, California. Folks, what's been going on since September 11th? Listen, they want you to look back at what happened then, but they don't want to show you the fruit of what they've been doing since then, do they? And again, I just want to make clear, this is the perfect judgments of God. Folks, I will go in detail after detail after detail. This is the finger of God. What's happening is man committing sin, that evil, the Lord is beginning to judge. It's raining, folks. It's raining. And I just want to say this. If you're a Christian, judgment floats your boat. If you're a Christian, judgment floats your boat. Remember Noah? And how the world was judged for their wickedness? Oh, I can imagine the scoffers as he was told, and the Lord put it into his mind as to how to create that ark. How the people scoffed at him and laughed at him and, you know, told everybody he's crazy, we're okay. Then what they do, they would turn and add sin to sin, just, again, daring the justice of God, spitting against heaven, that is, until it began to rain. And then when it began to rain, all the scoffers and everybody that had anything to say against Noah and the 8 souls that were saved, when it began to rain, all of a sudden everything came into perspective, didn't it? Oh, you know it did. All of a sudden, all those that were ridiculing and scoffing Noah and his family, you know all the well, when that door was shut, they were knocking, asking for help. Yeah, the Lord doesn't need fair-weathered friends. No, he doesn't. He needs people that are thankful for the sacrifice, and they live unto him who died for them on Calvary. Folks, the bottom line is you better pay attention to what is going on in your country, because what we have been told and what's happening are two different stories. Love you enough to tell you the truth. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.